producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, Justin Duckham in the wings. Justin, everybody here on this show, as we've been saying now for more than a month, we're laser focused on what's the latest with this coalition now that's forming. We heard that last week from the president. And how is the United States going to deal with ISIS for their part? I know that there was a White House briefing today, as there is every day, and that was obviously one of the big subjects that came up. What'd they say?
As you know, of course, we are trying to get the idea of having a full-force coalition behind it. But, of course, that would include nations with predominantly Muslim populations in an effort essentially to try to move away from the idea that this could possibly be, sort of a crusade on behalf of the U.S. government. So that is moving forward. We're still waiting to get the full details of who exactly is going to be a part of that at the end of the day. You know, of course, Saudi Arabia is going to be having a role with this as well. And what we can already report now is that the airstrikes that have been laid out under the president's new approach have actually already started to take place as of this evening. I know a little bit south of Baghdad, there was a strike that took place this evening against the ISIS forces. So it looks like it's, off to its start right now, whether or not we have a full coalition.
Okay, so we'll wait and see how that all forms out with the coalition. But how about the House measure to arm the Syrian rebels? There's a big vote coming up, right, Wednesday, I think.
Exactly, yeah. We have a senior House official who told us that it is going to be going on until on Wednesday. There's currently $500 million that is requested by the administration in order to, fund a lot of this, including, primarily training foreign fighters to take on ISIS. This is something in particular that needs congressional authorization. President has said so far that essentially since this isn't a, full-scale war against another colleague, and since there was already authorization for battling al-Qaeda, they don't need that sort of, specific authorization under the War Powers Act. But when it comes to, training foreign fighters under Title 10 of military code, that is required to receive congressional approval. So, whether or not it's going to be the full $500 million that the administration has requested remains to be seen. We have heard rumblings, of course, from some Republicans that they want to, either include other measures like a progress report to go along with that or perhaps less funding. But it looks like that is going to be moving forward later this week as the House takes on the continuing resolution to keep the government open.
All right, then switching gears to something that everybody can relate to when they pull out their wallet and they look at that little card they have. If they signed up for Obamacare, about 90% of the 8 million people who did sign up for it got some sort of government subsidy. The average consumer, they say, Justin, as you know, got like $82 or something like that a month. That depends on the plan they had, of course. Now, with the re-enrollment period and the enrollment period opening up here soon, there was an announcement from the White House that they're going to cut off tax subsidies to about 360,000 people. Wow. How are they going to determine that? Do you know?
That's a good way of looking at it. What we do know is that according to the CBO, the tax subsidies that people were going to be receiving for this was going to be, essentially going over into overhaul as, time went on. The way that they're going to be moving on so far is, they are going to be, cutting those whose immigration status cannot be technically confirmed. That's going to be kind of a dicey issue to move forward with considering the lack of progress on the immigration reform debate. But there's also going to be, from some rumors that we've been hearing, a cap as well for how much people can receive, which is also going to be aimed at trying to ensure that this isn't abused or bankrupts the country.
Yeah, and there was one last thing. There was a ceremony today. There was a Medal of Honor ceremony to Vietnam vets. I bet there was some great reaction to that.
There certainly was. This is nearly 50 years after these individuals really put themselves in harm's way while in combat during Vietnam. Obama praised them both today, as those whose history was sort of obscured by the fog of war, in a sense. This was Army Command Sergeant Major Benny G. Adkins, who was there at the White House today, who survived his injuries, as well as Army Specialist Donald P. Sloat, who received his medal posthumously. So this was a big deal. This is something that had been lingering for quite a while, and ultimately took sort of an act of Congress to get done. But now it looks like these heroes are getting the recognition they deserve.
All right, perfect place to end this on the medals. Thanks, Justin Duck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
And we'll talk more about those medals and what that ceremony was like coming up on America Tonight. But the airstrike, 22 miles southwest of Baghdad. So now, add it up, we're talking about 150 airstrikes so far. And in the meantime, as we were talking about there, 500 mil, does that get moved or not? So we've got the targeted airstrikes. That started last month. And, of course, the reason that it's thrown out there is because, look, we got people all over the place. We have our huge complex, our State Department mini that's out there leaving people exposed, a lot of Americans. So these new airstrikes, the whole idea is would help the forces on the ground get organized against the Islamist militants. Has that happened or not? This last one was pretty good, 22 miles, like I said, southwest of Baghdad, because they don't want them to get to Baghdad. The whole idea is keep them out of Baghdad. Are they going to approve the money? Congress, that is. The president supposedly was all over the phones talking to Democrats and Republicans, pushing to make sure that that's not a big problem on Wednesday, and it might not be. I mean, as usual, it's going to get stuck, as I mentioned before, in this whole budget thing. It'll get rammed right into there. You got two dozen nations, the Arab League, the European Union, and the United Nations, all doing a powwow thing on Monday, calling ISIS, no kidding, a threat to the international community, and saying that the culprits are going to be brought to justice. Really? Let's see what happens, because the same Brit, according to all reports with the voice recognition patterns and everything that's possible to do, is most likely the same guy three times now who has brazenly executed two Americans and a guy from the UK. So far, he hasn't been brought to justice. And there's calls of, there's no think, we know. Doesn't matter. You just got to get them. So the 150 airstrikes, have they helped? Well, you got 40 nations agreeing to help in the fight. So that's good, because they think that this could go on for a while. They're not saying it, but 36 months is the number I keep hearing. Who are the countries that are playing along? And what are the roles that they're going to assume? Because the United States is not absorbing all this. So what is it that they're ultimately, everybody's job, what is it going to be? Are we going to find that out or not? I think the hit toward Baghdad was good, since they're doing these targeted airstrikes anyway. Let's see if they get the money to pass the authorization that they need, to get the money to ultimately pass on to the Syrian rebels, we think. And who are they? We don't know. But supposedly the Arab nations are going to train them and pick them out. We'll see. Coming up in just a few, as we jump over the fence, jump with us. Don't get caught. You don't want to miss what's next. O&E. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,235.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,280.39, $640.20 for a half ounce, or $320.10 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,280.39, $640.20, and $320.10.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Fills up with everything that's going on with ISIS, ISIL, Islamic State, whatever you want to call them. As we sit here and debate the money and is it going to pass through, the money that's needed, and ultimately the 40 countries, who are they, and how do the duties break down, and this latest airstrike by the U.S., we turn our attention to a different time, a different day, and a thing called the Medal of Honor. Do you know that it's been around since 1863? Of course you know that. This is a smart crowd. And if you didn't, well, that's just a little slice of history for you. 1863, going to our bravest of brave, meaning, you know, Marines, Guardsmen, you name it, anybody who did something amazing to deserve a Medal of Honor. And it is something extraordinary to receive a Medal of Honor. I mean, it's amazing bravery that's rewarded and often takes a very, very long time. Somebody who's done something, a soldier who's done something extraordinary in the face of some dire circumstances. So what's interesting is there were actually three Medal of Honor recipients. Take a listen to what the press had to say today.
Today we honor two American soldiers for gallantry above and beyond the call of duty. Vietnam vets were patriots and are patriots. You served with valor, You made us proud, and your service is with us for eternity.
So they snuck in a third. You know, the third was somebody who was a Civil War hero, First Lieutenant Alonzo Cushing. He held basically the fort, if you will, against Confederate troops during Pickett's Charge. Remember how awful that was in 1863. Remember Medal of Honor 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg. He manned the last Union artillery battery during the Confederate assault, which came within 100 yards of his position. And, of course, he was killed by gunfire ultimately from the Confederates. But he made it possible for the Union guys, the Union Army, to push back the assault, right? So a ceremony for the presentation of Cushing's honor, they're going to announce that, but they threw him in there. They threw him in there as the third guy. Yeah, we'll have another ceremony. Wouldn't it be interesting to be the person on that detail digging up history? It'd be like Ancestry.com. Let's see, let's work our way backwards. So the two that the press mentioned from the Vietnam era, and that's a long time. Like I said about the idea that sometimes you wait a long time. Specialist Donald Sloat was one of them. And this went to his family because this is after the fact. You think Vietnam and you think 50 years and my goodness, that's hard to believe, isn't it? But Sloat was awarded the Medal of Honor for what he did. And check out what he did. He used his body to shield his brothers, his comrades, from a grenade blast near Da Nang, Vietnam. That happened in January of 1970. I mean, he was the human shield who wrapped himself around everybody he could find to try to protect anybody from any kind of fire. Absolutely amazing. Deserves the Medal of Honor. His family, very proud to receive the Medal of Honor. That was 1970. And then the other medal was also just an amazing story. You know, you don't often hear many of the details of battle. You do if you know people, and certainly here in America Tonight, we've had soldiers on who have given us graphic descriptions of things that they've gone through and what's happened. And, you know, usually they're thanking the person who was with them, the battalion, the others that were involved for helping them get through it, even if they were the hero. They usually kind of shy away from the, I don't want credit for it. But Sergeant Major Benny Atkins, he gets that other Medal of Honor. And from Alabama, he was honored for what happened 48 years ago. He was 32 years old. He was a handful of Americans who were working with the troops from South Vietnam, civilian, what they called the Civilian Irregular Defense Group. And they were at a camp. And when the camp was attacked by the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese in 1966, it was all hell breaking loose. He rushed through the fire. He manned a mortar position. He's trying to do what he could to help the civilians defending the camp. He mounted a defense, even though he was hit again and again, getting all kinds of wounds to his body, direct hits from the mortars. He temporarily turned the mortar over to another soldier, ran through exploding rounds, and dragged several of his brothers to safety. The fire continues, eventually subsiding. He even had sniper fire on him. He carried everybody he could to a better spot, to a more secure position. When it was all said and done, I mean, because besides that, defending the camp, the wounded troops, they have to go to what? An airstrip. So he helped evacuate them. More enemy fire. Goes to get supplies from an airdrop that fell into a minefield. That was one day in his life. And he said that was the day he thought he was going to go, but he said it wasn't his time because he was able to weather all of that. He said it just wasn't his time. 18 hits. 18 hits he took altogether. How do you survive that? That's like the bionic man. And eventually, in the end, with all the mortar flying around, with everything that was happening, he was the only defender, basically, when all was expended. He was the only guy. Got tons of wounds. 18, like I said. I mean, that's just absolutely amazing. And eventually, what he had to do was fall back into a small bunker in the camp. He was able to kill more of the enemy, basically hand-to-hand, opening fire, doing whatever he could to prevent them from getting further in. He led a group of soldiers digging their way out of the rear of the bunker and escaping the camp. So he deserves the Medal of Honor. I mean, that's one ordeal. That's one day. One day. And Atkins himself, because he was the last guy standing, how many guys do you think he took out? According to the Army, anywhere from 140 to 175 soldiers. He doesn't like to talk about those numbers. He cares about the troops, like everybody else. He cares about the troops, the people he was able to help. He remembers the five he couldn't help. I just keep thinking about the wounds. 18 wounds, 86 hours of an ordeal. 86 hours. Hello. That's a hero. That guy is amazing. That guy's amazing. And those lives that he saved, I bet those families are grateful. So finally, he gets what he should have gotten, the Medal of Honor. I mean, that's a pretty easy one to decide on. That's a pretty easy one to say, oh, this is a layup. Are you kidding me? I mean, this story isn't exaggerated at all. Can you imagine if we exaggerated? How can you exaggerate that? It's awesome. It's awesome what he did. So bravo. Well done. And another untold story that finally is told. Finally. Because how many did he save? The Americans? The others that were in the camp? Even if they were wounded, many survived. And they wouldn't have been able to survive if it wasn't for Atkins and his bravery. I saw a picture, actually, of the camp, and it was frightening. Just flattened, completely flattened. So hats off, boys. Well done. Congratulations to the families, too, of those Medal of Honor recipients. On the flip side, some bad boys from the world of the NFL. We had a Monday nighter. What happened to my Eagles? You'll find out next.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The kick is up.
What a moment.
It's gone! And the Eagles win! Cody Parkey wins the game with a field goal! 30-27 as the Eagles come from behind dramatically, time and time again, and they beat the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis, and the Eagles are 2-0.
Yeah, so how about it? No losses yet early going. You heard that kick, 36-yard field goal, pretty exciting. And then you had the tale of a couple of things that happened in this game in the 30-27 win for the Eagles, including some muffed calls, even though I'm an Eagles fan, some muffed calls by the refs when really, the Colts could have iced the game, and perhaps they would have been able to do that. They were so close. A couple of bad calls, including a horse collar that was ridiculous. It certainly was not a horse collar. You could hear the fans were booing. They weren't very excited about it. But Nick Foles did what he had to do. He went deep with 3:25 to go. He set up that field goal that you just heard as time was ticking off the clock, so Philly gets that win. And Matt, you were watching this game. Those calls really were pretty costly to Indianapolis. Sports radio in Indy is going to be buzzing all about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I didn't see all of them because I was doing some other things at the time, too. So I was keeping one eye on it, and I saw them make the comeback again. And it's kind of amazing that Philadelphia has been able to do this in two consecutive games where the first half, they don't look good at all.
Good.
And they're
no.
just, I mean, defensively, offensively, they can't do anything. They can't get any touchdowns. And then all of a sudden, they just come out in the second half and run over these teams.
Yeah. I mean, a late interception, that really set up the Eagles the chance to tie it up and all that, and that made a big difference, too, as there was still time left on the clock in the fourth quarter. But a very, very big win for Philly because, like you said, they came back twice, and the fact that they, you know, the fact that they're in this position now is pretty awesome, actually, as I am a Philadelphia fan. But it was a fun Monday night game. Darren Sproles, again, 7 receptions, 152 yards. He was the spoiler. He's been amazing. What a gift from New Orleans, no doubt about that. And that wraps up football for the week. Don't forget, we have our Nail the Score Challenge. It happens on Wednesday into Thursday. Last segment of our second hour. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just giving up a guess. Whatever the game of the week is, you call in and say who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be. So you just throw out whatever I guess. If it had been the Eagles and the Colts and somebody said Eagles win it 30-27, ding, 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 we'd have a winner here on America Tonight. Certainly not a winner. Adrian Peterson is getting pummeled in all directions. And the Vikings are also taking it on the chin because he is able to play now. And by that, I mean, right now, what's happening with him as far as the investigations, as far as legal proceedings, he's saying he's not a child abuser, but then other things are surfacing. There's been more accusations coming up about Peterson because, you know, his 4-year-old had marks on him from a switch, and he said he was just disciplining him. So there's that to contend with. And then there's something else that came out. He's facing those felony charges for child abuse in Texas with the 4-year-old son. Now there's something about another son. He was indicted by a grand jury on charges of reckless or negligent injury to a child. And the prosecution said they were aware of what happened in June of last year. He apologized in a statement on Monday. He said for the hurt he brought to his child. He said he'll testify in court that he didn't intend to harm his son and that he is, without a doubt, not a child abuser. Now, the Houston TV station that broke the other story says the mother of the 4-year-old from a different mother than the child he stands charged with abusing filed a report with Child Protective Services, and that's easy to verify, and I verified that. Peterson has a great attorney. Rusty Harden is always there, like Roger Clemens. He defended Roger Clemens, Kobe Bryant. He was in the middle of that one. So he was the guy to get for Peterson. The Vikings themselves lost a huge sponsor in Radisson. They said, we're out of here. Are more sponsors going to fall? All the action is right by the mothership in Minneapolis, and Matt and the rest of the crew, of course, are up there. I can only imagine, you and I have already talked about this, Matt, that this is dominating a lot of the conversation, the water cooler buzz up there in Minnesota. Am I right?
Yeah, especially when this other report came out around like 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. And, I mean, there are two different things that happened here. One, that report comes out, and so now you have this, even though there weren't any charges filed, and there supposedly there's an adult witness that says that he didn't do anything wrong, but then it leads to more suspicion, and you wonder, okay, what else is going to come out? And the other thing is he has a lot of kids with different mothers, and you don't know who is ready to come out with more things because the mother of this child, I mean, nobody really has an official count that I've heard of, but there's at least 9 kids from like 5 or 6 different mothers. And
yeah.
And that unofficially, I don't know because nobody seems to be able to know. I mean, both these children that are involved are both 4 years old, but they're from different mothers.
Yes.
And he's got more kids over the place, too. And then another thing that happened, which was dumb on the Vikings' part, they have this press conference, and they have the GM, Rick Spielman, out there, and they have this Vikings backdrop with the Radisson Hotels right behind them.
Yeah.
Someone in their PR department needs to be smart enough not to have that when you know you're going to have a negative press conference.
No,
if you're hiring a coach, you're signing a free agent, throw it out there. We want the Radisson Hotels, we want the Vikings symbol, all that. Maybe you just have a black backdrop when you're doing this. And someone's got to be smarter to do that. I mean, what sponsor wants to be related to, our player has child abuse history?
No, no. And especially because that, I'm sure, was televised wall-to-wall in
Minnesota. Oh, it was on NFL Network, it was on ESPN, it was on the local stations here. Everyone saw it.
Everybody saw it. So what a blunder by Spielman, too. He gets up there, and then he's just smashed with questions from reporters who are going after him, and rightfully so, saying, listen, you're saying, did you see the pictures? And then he doesn't know really what to say. He pauses. And
the other thing, too, is the ownership here is getting grilled a little bit because they have been pretty much silent. And when you have a situation like this that is that serious, do you really want your football GM being the guy? It should be the owner of the team.
I agree.
Coming out, facing the fire, and all the reporters. And, you know, I read on Twitter someone said, oh, well, Ziggy Wilf, who is the primary owner, it isn't, you know, the greatest public speaker. Well, his younger brother, who is, like, the vice president of football, used to be a radio, like, play-by-play guy. He knows how to speak publicly. It's Mark Wilf, and he should have been the face out there answering questions and dictating the conversation.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, you have a four-year-old who was hit hard enough that he was bleeding. Come on. And then you have this other thing with this four-year-old, and you're talking about Child Protective Services and what's the scoop on that. And then the blunderous Matt just went into with the Radisson thing, and can you blame the Radisson for dumping? Because, of course, if I were the PR person for the Radisson, I would immediately pick that up, pick up the phone, and say, forget about it. So they're suspending their limited sponsorship of the Vikings. They say they have to evaluate the facts and the circumstances. And you got Peterson, who was released on bond on Saturday after being indicted on the child abuse charge that involved the four-year-old son that he hit. He released that statement that I told you about on Monday, but said he was enforcing the discipline that he was given when he was young, that's what happened to him. Oh, so it just gets worse and worse. The Vikings deactivate him on Sunday, but on Monday he's back in action against the Saints this weekend, and they say they're going to let the legal process play out. Well, the team has to let the legal process play out. I mean, you know, we're innocent until proven guilty in this country. However, pictures tell 1,000 stories, don't they? And you saw the pictures. Not good. It's not good. Well, then you have the other charge that comes up. They just didn't handle it correctly. That's the main thing. They need to be on top of this immediately.
And, there's like kind of two different thought processes going on here. One is this trial probably isn't going to even happen until next spring. So
yes.
You can't really just sit there and have this player you're paying and not have him on the field. But at the same time, I mean, when do you cut ties too when all these other reports start coming out?
Right.
And, I mean, I guess I don't really know. You need more facts, and I think he kind of has to play because he's on your team.
Yes.
This is a legal process where there's not, like, it's not the same thing as the Ray Rice thing where there's a video and you know what happened. And Ray Rice is appealing his suspension, and that's going to get messy too. And another thing is he doesn't have a right to play in the NFL. He doesn't. Because it's a private league and they're private owners, and if they don't want you on their team, they're not going to have you. Obviously, Adrian Peterson is probably one of the best players in the NFL, so they're treating him a little differently. And whether that's fair or not, that's how it is. And he's probably going to be playing for the rest of the year, I think, unless some other reports come out. He's probably going to be playing for the rest of the year, and then we'll see in the spring what happens if he's on the team or if he gets cut or if he's in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, it is a we'll see moment. I just think that the Vikings dropped the ball in the way they handled it in the first place. Apple sold 4 million iPhones.
Nothing new up here, by the way.
Yeah. Apple sold 4 million iPhones 6 and 6 Plus in the first day. Amazing. We're talking tech. We're talking app with somebody who designed an app that allows you to remember appointments. Ooh, that would be good, huh? That's next here on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Time once again for It's Your Business in our virtual green room. Barack Koskin, and boy, he's got a lot to talk about when it comes to apps. You know, I'm into this app thing now. If you noticed here on America Tonight, we're starting to let you know about some of the really cool apps that are out there, and he has one. And talk about an interesting story, too, his own personal story, coming to the United States from Turkey. He, you know, the whole world's in front of you. That opportunity is there. It's all about being an entrepreneur. And we really embrace entrepreneurs, or we hope we do anyway. That's one of the fights we have here on America Tonight. So he created a really cool app called Walk-In that allows people to literally walk into any business anytime. And they can feel confident that they can get an appointment. You know how that happens where all of a sudden it's like, oh, my hair, I'm just so busy. Oh, my nails are a wreck, whatever it is. So I just think it was such a smart niche thing that I believe is will just explode, because I know from my own friends that nobody is scheduling things, and they're just all over the place. And wouldn't they love it if they could walk in and actually get the appointment when they needed it? Thanks so much for coming on the show, Barack. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity, Kate.
So let me ask you this. First of all, talk about coming, because you see in the middle what's happening in the Middle East, and Turkey is just a gorgeous place. I have some friends that live in Turkey, and even they're getting a little bit worried about some of what's happening around the borders and whatnot. So you come from Turkey, you come to the United States. What made you decide, okay, I want to get a slice of the American pie, I want to come here? What was it that drove you to the United States?
Yeah, actually, it was when I was like 15, 16, it was my dream. Even I used to live in Turkey, Istanbul. I was watching Google's cool campus videos, and I was like, one day I'm going to live in the United States, and I'm going to have my own startup company there. So I'm still working on it.
And so you're still working on it, and you came up with an app. So what made you decide to come up with an app called Walk-In? Was it because you noticed that there was people that would come in to businesses and they couldn't get appointments, or what sent you in that direction?
Exactly. After I came, started living in the United States, everything is on a schedule here. So if you need to see a physician, a doctor, you have to schedule your appointment. And actually, I'm horrible at scheduling things. Even if I schedule, I forget about it. So after three times in a row, I forgot my physician appointment, and she discharged me. So I was like, there should be an app to schedule my stuff and remind me so I don't forget about it.
All right, so it was a personal reason. Yeah, personal reason that you came up with that. But, you know, when you start into these ventures, and as you said, you're working on the whole startup thing, how did you come up with the dough? Because, you know, it can be expensive. How did you come up with the money to make this a reality?
It was really hard, actually. So after I started working here, I graduated from school, started working full-time here. I became a permanent resident, and I spent all of my paycheck stuff to India to create my own app, actually. I was doing full-time job, like, between 8 to 6. After that, I come home and start working with Indian time zone. I hired, like, 3-4 people from overseas. So, yeah, it's on the market right now.
So when you say it's on the market right now, it's available in Dallas. It's available for people listening in the New York City area. How do you push it out even further?
Yes, actually, we just got funded. It's kind of family and friends kind of investment. But, yeah, local business is huge. So you can handle all of the United States at a time. So we just started from Dallas, Fort Worth area, because that's where I live. I have a lot of friends here. I know a lot of businesses here. So we started from Dallas area. But, yeah, we would like to expand to other cities as soon as possible.
And then the name of the app is Walk-In, walkinhq.com. If you go there, that's the website. So very easy to find that. And I think it's – I love the story that you blew off your doctor how many times, and then that was it. They were dropping you. So you realize that this is a disease a lot of us have, so it was a perfect thing to do, come up with a way to schedule those appointments. So once you get this baby up and going, do you think you're going to try to develop another app? I mean, is this what your passion?
Yes, of course. I mean, I want to be a serial entrepreneur, but – in this area, my focus is small business thing, so I'm sure they have a lot of needs beyond appointment scheduling. But one step at a time, we want to be the best service who handles all the scheduling hassle. After that, of course, we can go further.
All right, I love it. Good luck with that, Barak Koskin. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, interesting talking about designing apps. Can you imagine? I've got to say, I have some pretty good ideas. I have a couple of ideas in my head about apps, but then actually pulling them together and doing all the things that you have to do, the work that Barak talked about that goes into it. I mean, that's what you got to get. You got to get the investors and everything else lined up directly. The stars have to align, and then you push it out there. But I think his is a great idea. That's happened to me a couple of times where I'm usually pretty organized, but I've done that where somehow I forgot an appointment, and usually it was a hair appointment. Then I get that call, where are you? Nowhere near you. Yikes, that's not good. So how about this today, you know, talking about financial news here for a second. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I got a text from a buddy. Actually, he's outside of Silicon Valley, which doesn't have necessarily anything to do with the story, but he said that everybody was talking about it, that it was just a wild day on the street. The NASDAQ closed the day with more than a 1% loss, but the Dow and the S&P 500 barely moved. But what happened was Facebook fell 4%, LinkedIn, Yelp, they dropped as well. They dropped, you know, more than 6%. Twitter was down 5%. So it was a carnage day when it comes to social media. I mean, that's really the best way to say it. So the tech stock was pretty bad with social media, but not just social media. We've talked about Tesla before. Tesla shares, check this out. I mean, it's like the president's, you know, favorability ratings, plummeting 9%. And what's really crazy, it just shows you that whole negative role and what happens. They dumped 9% after an analyst, a true story, and Morgan Stanley, who was one of the huge fans of Tesla and pumping the stock and everything, wrote in a report that the stock was a bit ahead of itself. And really what the analyst was doing was just taking comments from Elon Musk, who was talking about some concern about the big surge that they've had on a couple of different occasions. Wow. I mean, that's like cut and paste. That's like the horrible nightmare for Musk. Hey, somebody cut and paste your comments and started pushing them out there. And all of a sudden, you're down 9%. That is terrible news. And then Amazon fell 2%. Netflix dropped 4%. There was up also the Chinese search engine, Baidu. That was down more than 3%. So tech was down. It's funny because a lot of the people I know are always pushing the whole tech thing. I mean, look where it's going and look at some of the things that are coming out in the quarterly reports. I mean, depending on what it is. But interesting that you had tech in all different directions. So not just, in other words, you had social media, but you also had Tesla that didn't look so good. So Monday was really black and blue Monday. What an effect. You got to think by midweek, I am not an analyst, although I do like to think that I have schooled myself, just myself, in looking at stocks. I would think that some of that might bounce back. Definitely Tesla would gain a little bit of that back, but it's tough when you take a 9% hit. All right, that's It's Your Business. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.